Welcome into Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com, where we take a look at all of the top college and NFL games of the week with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Inside the Numbers brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto, Home, Life, Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Let's bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. I heard you clearing that throat as I was reading the promo there, so you must have a lot to say today, Mike.
Yeah, I'm still waking up. Apparently, I forgot how to hit the cough button and and coughed and then hit the cough button afterwards.
That's okay. All right, we've all been there. Just get more caffeine in you, and you'll be good to go.
Working on it.
All right, tonight, Friday night, Georgia Tech travels up to Louisville. The Yellow Jackets 2-3. The Cardinal 2-3. So a battle of 2-3 teams. This is an ACC. You know, back in the summer, it looked like a pretty good game. Right now, you know, it's just kind of a dud. Tech beat Bowling Green 63-17, I believe, last week for their second win. Their only other win is, you know, against Alcorn State back to start the year in Louisville. Well, I mean, they just blew. They just blew that game against Florida State. They had it won.
They really did, and it was another case of a coach throwing a win in the trash can. Petrino could have run the clock down to just seconds. Instead, on 1st and 10 from the Florida State 21, coach, he calls a pass play, and it was picked off. The Noles go on to score and win. It's just plain stupid.
I totally agree with you there. There's no sense in something like that. If you're a coach making – I don't care if you're a coach making $30,000 a year. They're high school coaches, junior high coaches, that understand clock management and know when to take a knee. And, I don't know if it's ego. I don't know what it is. But to sit there and lose a game for your team out of arrogance, out of ego, whatever you want to call it, out of poor coaching, that's just that's all that is. Right here on the flats in Atlanta, Paul Johnson, as I said, 2-3, wins over Bowling Green and Alcorn State, not really impressive at all. Haven't been competitive in their other three games. It looks like Tech's in for a long year.
Yeah, I think they are. And the question is will Paul Johnson make it through the long year? And look, that Bowling Green used to be a solid team, but they're awful this year. They've lost a lot of players. That program's in disarray. And so that win's not impressive. Of course, Alcorn State, I don't know much about them except they're 1AA. When I take a look at this game, Georgia Tech opened as a 2-point favorite. Of course, the game's on the road in Louisville. They're now up to 4 or 4.5. I just don't see it. I don't have a big play on this game either way, but I don't see how everyone's in love with Georgia Tech because – I'm not that impressed with them. So I'll go into the numbers of the game. Tech easily covered last week against Bowling Green, but that was their first cover in 7 games. Louisville, they're just 3-9 against the point spread their last 12 home games, so they're struggling against the point spread as well. These teams are in the same conference, but different divisions. So this is the first ever meeting between these schools.
Which kind of surprises me. I thought somewhere over the years, Georgia Tech, especially the years that they were independent and Louisville was independent, I thought they would have met somewhere along the line, but kind of surprising. Okay, another game that going on tonight, Middle Tennessee State at Marshall. The Blue Raiders, 2-2, had a big win over Florida Atlantic last week, 25-24. Two-point conversion late in the game won it for him, and Lane Kiffin tried to do his best Nick Saban blow up after the two-point conversion. He threw his play card and was screaming and everything. Marshall, 3-1. Their only loss is to undefeated North Carolina State.
Yeah, and they lost that game 37-20 to NC State. But, again, kudos to NC State for going to Marshall, okay? But that game was closer than 37-20. Marshall's a little bit better than people realize. This is a Conference USA matchup that I think might be worth watching.
I'm totally in agreement with you there. Utah State at BYU. BYU 3-2 coming into the game. Losses to Cal and Washington. Two pretty good football teams right there. I think you look, obviously, their most impressive win for the Cougars is when they went on the road and beat then number 6 Wisconsin in Madison. Utah State, the Aggies, they're 3-1. Their only loss was to then number 11 Michigan State, 38-31. You've got two quarterbacks in this game, BYU's Tanner Mangum and Utah State's Jordan Love, more than capable.
Oh, yeah, and – you know, not a knock on the producers, but this should have been the featured game for Friday night. You've got this intrastate matchup, and look, it's heated. BYU owned them for so many years, but Utah State's beaten them a few times in the last couple of years. Utah State, as you said, they have one loss. It was at Michigan State. Michigan State was about a 23-point favorite, and they stayed within 7 of them. Brigham Young, coach, they're only a 2 or 2.5 point favorite. So the point spread's saying this one's going to be good, and it's going to be physical up front.
All right, there's Friday's action. We'll be right back after this quick break on Inside the Numbers.